Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. Coming to you live from across the southern swath of Wisconsin. I'm over here in Waukesha on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. We're checking you out in Madison on 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio.
Yeah,
check
is.
Us out on the Devil Radio app. You can check us out at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Join the political party. Give us a call, text, or tweet. And say hi to myself or Luke. Hi to Luke. I am back after a hiatus. Anything? What's been going on since I've been gone?
Yeah, Brian, you missed one heck of a show on Friday, man. We got the news early Friday, late Friday morning, that it was breaking. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned 50 years of precedent in Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, and it's not like we were surprised about it. Again, when the leaked thing happened, we weren't surprised about it. And then when it happened, we weren't surprised about it. But still, it sure did put a damper on me being up north with a whole bunch of ladies.
Yeah, I can imagine that was something that kind of took up your weekend as well.
And rightfully so. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining about the situation. I'm not complaining about the dip
right.
on my vacation.
People that normally I do not see political posts from on social media were posting about how upset they were with the Supreme Court's decision. So it's one of those that is so much more far-reaching than I think anybody that follows the headlines on a regular basis can truly comprehend. And we're not going to know the political ramifications of Friday's decision for a minimum 5 months. If not, we're going to see shockwaves of this decision in every single future election from here on out. Brian. Like, this is something that's going to change the political fabric of politics in the United States. It is. And so it's one of those things you can't avoid it. I feel like everybody saw this news. If you're living under a rock, you still heard about the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. And it's got some far-reaching implications because more than 50% of the American population, Brian, is women. Like, it is the Supreme Court taking away a right from a huge group of people in the United States.
Yeah, and lest we think it's just boiling it down to the abortion debate, it is not. It's about bodily autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if I am dying and I need a blood transfusion and Luke has the right blood for my blood transfusion, nobody, no court, no court of law, you would be prosecuted if you forced him to give me that blood. If I was dying and I need a kidney and Luke had already died, like, he's already dead, but he didn't sign that his kidneys were up for donation. I could not have Luke's kidney, and no court in the entire United States could give me Luke's kidney. And if was given, I guarantee you a court would probably have me give it back, because that is, a court has more rights than women do now.
First day back, and you're hypothetically killing me? Come on, Brian.
You left and the entire station fell apart. I left and democracy fell apart. We can't really start fighting against each other.
We can't. Everybody. We need to be in this together.
I don't know how. It's really weird. Like, I'm not trying to be a prophet here, but sometimes the stuff we do, like, actually happens, and then people listen to what we said, or the things we said end up happening. It's really interesting and weird that way, because I don't want that power, because I'll accidentally bring the state off Marshmallow Man on all of us. In any case, so it's about a bodily autonomy.
But it's not the only thing that the Supreme Court's also trying to gut right now. Court's also, it is a portion of the attack on the separation of church and state.
Brother's looking to marry his partner as soon as possible so that he can continue to be married.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. You're referencing the Obergefell case. That is one of the Supreme Court precedents that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, in his solo concurring opinion with the majority opinion on Friday that was written, he specifically laid out other precedents that the Supreme Court needs to go and overturn now, including the decision, the landmark case that allows same-sex marriage in the United States, and that was one of the ones in the crosshair for what this Supreme Court plans to overturn. But today alone, Brian, we had the Supreme Court come out with another decision from this session saying that a football coach in Washington State was wrongfully fired for encouraging his players to pray with him on the 50-yard line after and before football games. So he was fired for working at a public school, and he was asked to stop doing it, and he said, I won't stop doing it, and I'm going to encourage players to do it regardless of what you tell me. And he was fired in that case, worked its way all the way up to the Supreme Court, and this Supreme Court said, separation of church and state be damned. We're going to say that he was wrongfully fired and that it's okay for a public school employee to encourage prayer, a specific Christian prayer, after a high school, public high school sports event.
I wonder how they would feel if somebody, you know, started praying towards Mecca in the same way.
Absolutely. The Supreme Court would have reversed that decision. It would be in 180 completely the opposite if that was the case.
I wonder if anybody, you know, would be in trouble for, you know, encouraging Wiccan ceremonies or anything like that. Let's not mince words here. This is a bunch of Christian nationalists trying to go and take over this country and show that they can go and push us around and that everything has to go their way or the highway, and that's it. You know what? You're not a patriot. You are an anti-patriot if you're pushing those ideals. That's it. You are anti-democracy, and you are anti what this country is about. If you don't understand the separation of church and state, get out of the country. Bye. You're done. I'm done with you. I'm tired of this crap.
Well, and that's the thing, is they want to throw out decades, if not centuries, of legal precedent by just overruling everything that has established that division. The Establishment Clause in the U.S. Constitution says there will be no state-mandated religion, but there are Christians out there that are trying to implement their religion on the entire country, and it goes against the Constitution.
It's Christian Sharia law. And this is the exact, if you looked at history, again, they only know history from their own Bible, but maybe they, you know, maybe it's not in context for them because today we don't have ghost sex and giants and super babies. But, you know, if you look at actual history, the history of the world, not just the United States, the history of the world, every single time a theocracy has ruled, bad things happen. Absolutely horrible bad things happen. Do you know why? Because when you have a theology that rules everything and certain people are the ones who implement this, those certain people are clearly ordained by God. Well, you can't go against the word of them because you're going against the word of God. And you know what? Maybe if they interpret it a little bit differently than what the Bible maybe says, it doesn't really matter because God is telling them to go and interpret it live. And that's how you can go and get someone like Donald Trump to go and say, whatever I do is okay because I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And this is why.
It is a mindset that they are trying to force a minority's opinion.
Have all the stupid beliefs that you want to have and be stupid on your own. Don't force me to go and do anything based on your stupid beliefs.
Right. You can't mandate your religious beliefs onto an entire country. It doesn't work, especially when you're founded on the principle that we are striving for a more perfect union and that there is no state religion in the United States.
Let's say this. There is a fact that people are homosexual. That is a fact. It's your belief that the Bible is true. Do you understand the difference between those two things?
I do.
Because if you're going to go and make something up to go and change the rights of somebody who is, then you're just altering reality to go and fit your point of view.
Yeah, it's definitely one hell of a stance for the Supreme Court to go after all of this established precedent. And there's only more coming, Brian, which is the scary part, because we've got some more cases still this year to be announced before the end of the month that the Supreme Court may be gutting other aspects of the federal government as well. And so it's a terrifying time right now to be alive. And the Supreme Court is really just going on a tear and destroying a lot of the established legal precedent in this country. And it's
stare decisis my ass. By the way, those Supreme Court justices, I took time and I went through and I listened to their stupid confirmation hearings, which, by the way, the only reason why we have confirmation hearings is because, my goodness, someone had the audacity to nominate a Jewish justice. But anyway, these confirmation hearings, they lied, every single one of them that voted against this. They said, oh, no, stare decisis, it's decided law. No, it's decided law. Stare decisis, stare decisis, you lying sacks of crap. And Susan Collins, by the way, oh, you're disappointed? Well, you are the worst judge of character I've ever seen in the face of this earth. I don't know why anyone would want you to represent them. Even if you're a Republican, you really probably shouldn't vote for Susan Collins because she has a horrible judge of character. Some guy may show up and say, "Hey, I'm here to read your meter," and then maybe, you know, blow up the Capitol because
she's concerned.
Oh, he looked like a nice lady.
She's concerned at least. Like, at least Susan Collins is concerned for where we are as
concerned.
A nation.
That's really good, Susan Collins. Why don't you go after yourself? Seriously.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian over there.
I'm a little cranky. I didn't sleep very much. I was turning over in my mind over and over again the overturning of democracy.
The ramifications of just our republic unraveling right before our very eyes.
Just because a bunch of people said this book told me something. I want to read some Patton Oswalt sent, and Patton Oswalt is a pretty darn awesome guy. People citing the Bible. It's a cool book with some wonderful passages, but it also has ghost sex and giants and super babies and demons. It's why we don't make laws based on Game of Thrones, My Little Pony, or Legend of Zelda, all of which have actually pretty deep canon that are just on par, if not bigger, than the Bible is. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe more rich. I'd say, you know, Lord of the Rings actually has a lot of source material that's even better or, you know, strong as the Bible, I would say. Just, you know, why don't we go with Lord of the Rings? That could be our origin story, right? Why not? It works. Why not? L. Ron Hubbard, Scientology. Why don't we make laws based on Scientology? You know why? Because you can't prove them under scientific method. What you can do is prove that homosexuals exist and that transsexuals exist, and you can prove that, you know, women exist and that women, you know, should have maybe, I don't know, autonomy over their own body. Because if you don't believe in the autonomy of your own body, if you don't believe that you should have the right to your own body, you really shouldn't be here or have this discussion.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
What are we even talking about then? Because, yeah, exactly. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's back from a weekend up in the North Woods. We're taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.